And let's see what the film studios have planned for this weekend's entertainment. Writer Mark Jordan Ligon has our weekly digest of what critics are saying about the new movie releases, Slate's Summary Judgment.
First up is the long-awaited film version of Douglas Adams' beloved radio play and best-selling 1979 novel, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Devoted fans of the hitchhiker cultural phenomenon have been holding their breath to see what Hollywood has done with the story of the last man on Earth blundering through the galaxy with robots, aliens, and a towel. Martin Freeman and Sam Rockwell star.
People of Earth, I regret to inform you that in order to make way for the new hyperspace express route, your planet has been scheduled for demolition.
As The Hitchhiker's Guide itself reminds us, don't panic. Many critics like the adaptation, or perhaps panic, because a lot of others found it lacking. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution speaks for many of the naysayers when it says the film is one of those tone-deaf adaptations where they use the characters, parts of the plot, and even some words from the famous book and create something that feels nothing remotely like the book. But the New York Times found it hugely likable, the LA Weekly calls it very funny, and the Chicago Tribune advises, even if this new version doesn't quite capture it all, you'll still want to stick your thumb out and catch a ride. Next up in limited release, we have Academy Award winners Judi Dench and Maggie Smith in Ladies in Lavender. The two old pros play sisters who find faded rivalries and jealousies rekindled with the arrival of a shipwrecked Polish sailor. I gotta tell you, shipwrecked Polish sailors have ruined more relationships.
And ask Mrs. Pendred for some brandy. Oh, go on, he's barely alive.
Most of the nation's critics love this little film. The LA Times shouts, a pleasure from start to finish. And the New York Times says, Ladies in Lavender is the cinematic equivalent of a visit from a cherished but increasingly dithery maiden aunt. Next up in wide release is a movie that's not for your dithery maiden aunt, but rather her hip skateboarding nephews. It's Triple X, State of the Union. Yes, that's right, Vin Diesel is back to... Oh wait, no he isn't. This time, Ice Cube is the dangerous outsider who's brought in to fight a treacherous military splinter group led by Willem Dafoe.
Deckard's little Boy Scouts are gearing up for World War IV. They got tanks, choppers. This man is making a move on the U.S. Capitol.
Critics didn't care much for this high-octane sequel, even though The Hollywood Reporter thought Ice Cube keeps the action movie franchise alive with a pleasing 1-2 punch of humor and burly physicality. Most everyone else agrees with the Philadelphia Inquirer's take that the plot swings between pathetically implausible and aggressively stupid. And the South Florida Sun-Sentinel warns, if this sequel is any indication, the next Triple X will be subtitled Bigger, Louder, Dumber. Not necessarily, for the next sequel have the U.S. government bring in two dangerous outsiders. That's right, Dame Judi Dench and Dame Maggie Smith. They're here to kick butt, take names, serve Earl Grey tea, and nag you to sit up straight, and it wouldn't kill you to phone your mother.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.